Well, our next guest played 168 games for the Hawthorn Football Club between 2001 and until 2013, including the 2008 Premiership win over Geelong. These days, he's assistant coach at Williamstown in the VFL, and his former Hawthorn teammate in Brad Sullen himself have created the Australian Rules Football College. And to tell us all about it, we welcome Michael Osborne to the welcome to After the Siren. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, Neil. Thanks for having me on.
That's our pleasure, buddy. How's your day been?
Yeah, day off today, which has been good. Up in the city at the college during the week, and our Williamstown play tomorrow. So just had a nice relaxing day with the family today.
Good on you, mate. And tell us all about the Australian Rules Football College. I know it's a new initiative and we're starting to see a little bit. You've both been over to the States and had a look around and saw how they do it, and you've brought a similar concept over here. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, it's loosely based around the American college setup, where, you know, we put together education and sport. Sport's massive over in America through the college system. You see the support that their college sports like the NFL have. You know, you have 100,000 people go and watch college games on the weekends, and there's really good pathways for athletes to go through from juniors, college, into the big league. So we've got a great system here in Australia with the TAC Cup, which provides heaps of talent into the AFL. But those unlucky to miss out during the draft, or that might develop a little bit older, you know, they might not develop till 19, 20, 21. There's somewhere in the Australian Rules Football College where they can go and get more education and training around professional football, as well as work on pathways into their career there as well.
Yeah, I love where your director, Tiffany Toombs, states that education underpins everything. I think that's a real important point, Michael.
Yeah, that matches in, I think, with the messaging coming from AFL clubs as well. If you're lucky enough to get drafted, you've just completed, usually just completed 12 years of study at school, and you land in at AFL World, and the club's pretty soon asking you what you're doing outside of footy. And for young kids, you know, starting to realise their dream of playing AFL, it's sort of the furthest thing from their mind, but it's so important to for your life balance. It actually helps out your footy if you've got a bit of balance there outside of football as well. But, you know, you never know when your career is going to end. It could be 1 year, it could be 10, but over any of those periods, if you're not working on something to transition into when your footy career is finished, you can find yourself in a bit of limbo when it finally does come to an end. So you got young AFL players, you know, being heavily encouraged to take an interest outside of sport, whether it's studying, working, apprenticeships, work placements, working with communities and charities, just doing something to engage outside of footy to make sure you get some skills outside of football so you can transition in after your career.
And how was that transition during your time from 01 to the end there, which is 13 after 2013? How much had it changed the game in regards to the welfare of players, did you notice, Michael?
Yeah, well, it started. Clubs, especially Hawthorn, had taken on that position when I started in the early 2000s, although it wasn't as heavily pushed or even, you know, the concept of, you know, just chip away at something, and if you play for 10 or 15 years, you know, if you chip away, you know, even doing an apprenticeship, do a three-year apprenticeship full-time, you know, you might do it over 8 years while you're playing footy, but you've got something to fall back on. And throughout my career, I've got more and more resources became available for clubs to assist with the players, and I think you see a lot of, you know, high rate of depression in especially high-profile athletes coming out now, and some of that would be linked in around identity and finishing of careers and, you know, not having a real clear pathway of what to do. And, you know, it can obviously create a lot of anxiety around it's something you've spent your whole life doing, and having to transition into something, if you're not prepared mentally or skill-wise, it's a lot to take on for anyone. So,
no, that's very well summed up, mate, because as we do see, especially this year more than ever, I've noticed with the subject of depression. Is it because the level of expectation is so high at an elite level such as the AFL, Michael? Like, is it the level of expectation plays a part in that, like, to some degree? Is it a major part, or is it only a minor part, the level of expectation on the actual player?
I think that'd be a case-by-case scenario there. It would definitely be one factor for some players. Some players enjoy the expectation. They perform well under pressure, and it also depends on the individual, how resilient they are and how well they deal with pressure. But it's definitely something. It's good to see that players are more comfortable seeking help and spreading awareness around it. I think that's a great step for men, especially in this area of mental health. So it's great that people are speaking up and spreading awareness and asking for help, because there's so much out there that can be given to footy players, there to anyone to battle with any mental illness. So that's great. But if there's things and programs out there that can engage young kids and young athletes, then that's going to be a good thing as well, if we can get to it before it gets too bad.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. Now, what about with your own playing career, Michael? You played 168 games with the Hawks, including the 2008 flag. Clearly, that highlight of the career was the 08 Premiership, which in some regards was a bit of an unexpected flag win for the Hawks against the Cats, because they were the red-hot favourites that day.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely the biggest highlight of my career, that win over Geelong in the 08 Grand Final. I think it was good going into that game, being the underdogs. I think Clarko and the boys that have been around the club over the last 5 to 10 years have got a real good focus of just keeping their mind on the job and internally within the club, and not really taking on or taking into account too much that's in the media or from the outside. So it's only sort of looking back now how much the media and public perception of that game and how strong Geelong was that year. Only losing one game in the home and away season, but I think internally the boys were pretty confident with what Clarko had us doing and in our own ability. So it was a great win, definitely a highlight, and something I'll remember forever. And that's one thing. That's why I got into coaching, was to pass on those experiences and help develop young footy players and young athletes to get to their best and perform at a high level and achieve their dreams.
Yeah, can you believe next year you'll be going back for your 10th anniversary?
It's come on quick, Neil.
That would be a scary thought, I'm tipping, because wow, gee. Is there 10 years in 10 years these days? It doesn't seem to be, does it?
The
time just flies.
There's also so much that Hawthorn's achieved in that time as well. So it's been great watching them since I left the club and retired.
And you were very unique in your time at Hawthorn, Michael, because I did a little bit of research with the Box Hill Hawks, and in your debut year and your final season, you actually got a flag. So they were 12 seasons apart, which that in itself is extremely unusual.
Yeah, the 01 Premiership there in my first year. So a couple of the other boys from 08 that were in that, Sam Mitchell and Rob Campbell and Mark Williams, I think. Might be the guys there that were in 01. And then, lucky enough to finish off with another flag in 2013, although the Hawks went on to win the Grand Final in the AFL that year as well, which would have been great to play in. But, Hawthorn and Box Hill got such a good relationship there, so it was great to share that experience with Box Hill and finish up with another VFL flag.
Yeah, no, it's a credit to everyone involved at Hawthorn, just as you said, Michael, the strength of the club. And just their program, and look at the coaches now that are just following in, obviously, our Clarko's, you know, footsteps, that are going and getting senior coaching jobs and sharing, you know, the philosophy. And look at Footscray last year, like under Luke Beveridge is another example. So clearly doing a lot right, mate, which is what it's about. And you're at Williamstown, as we said, assisting there, and big game against Werribee. And then you've got the grand finalists from last year, mate, in your final two games, Casey as well as Footscray.
Yeah, so joined Williamstown at the start of the year under Andy Collins. So it's good to be back working with him. He played a few games under him while I was at Box Hill. And the boys at Williamstown are doing well this year. And, yeah, tough finish to the season with Werribee, Casey and Footscray coming up. So it'll be a challenge for us leading into finals. But the boys have been going really well. We've got some good depth in our list, and we've been pretty good with injuries this year too. So hopefully we can keep that form up.
Good on you, mate. And just before we go, it's Saturday the 26th of August, isn't it? You've got your trial/tryout day/open day at the Australian Rules Football College in North Melbourne?
Yeah, so we've just introduced a new human and high performance program. So usually at the college, we've tried to replicate an AFL environment. So although it's a college, we've got classrooms, a gym, and an open workout area where we do all our schoolwork and our footy training and our strength and conditioning all there in the one spot. But we're only at the college from 8 till 4 during the day. So we've got a new high performance coach on board, an ex rugby union player, Lucas Barker, that has been training a lot with elite athletes in a couple of different sports. So he's come on and he's introduced this human and high performance program that is like a high performance gym, where instead of just coming along and getting some PT and pushing some weights, this is about athletes getting trained in speed, power, agility, and strength to become better athletes and better performing in any of their chosen sports. So these gym memberships are available not only to footy players, but for any sports, and our coaches will work closely with them. But to launch that, we've got a combine, as you said, testing combine coming up. The first one's on Saturday the 26th of August, and we've teamed up with Global Performance Testing. So they're a high-quality testing agency who do work with AIS as well. So, anyone wants to come along to that, it's a reduced price of $30. So any athlete can come along. We'll do some normal testing like height and weight. We'll have a fit 3D body scan where you can get some information back around your muscle mass, body fat, hydration, some real scientific feedback there for the athletes. Plus we'll do some combine testing around 20 meter sprint, agility, vertical jump, and some max effort in the gym, in the weights as well. So great value there for that. And anyone that comes along to the combine will also receive 1 week free membership with our coaches to come along and follow up after they get their results back from that combine. So those combines are running every month, August, September and October, on the last Saturday of every month. So 26th of August, 30th of September and the 28th of October. Once again, that's, any sports, any athletes, come down, get a nice benchmark of where you're at. And if you want, you can follow up with our coaches and take your game to the next level.
Fantastic. Well, Michael, thanks for joining us on After the Siren today, mate, and we wish you and everyone who's involved in participating at the Australian Rules Football College your open day all the best, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Neil. Thanks for having us on, and keep up the good work there.
Good on you, mate, and good luck for the big game tomorrow.